dun, dun,
oh, I'm
dun.
Sorry. Is this just my life? Did I masturbate my life? Yes, yeah. I did.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Go! Let's go! All right. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. I am your host, Molly Stewart, and if you don't know who I am by now, go F your mother.
And Lord, God bless your heart.
Bless her heart. And Laura says, bless your heart. So this morning we have bananas and pajamas. Not bananas in pajamas, although I do feel a little bit like a squishy banana on the inside right now because I ate thick-ass pizza. And it was
ooh.
So good. But now I have like the stomach from, you know, like whenever I try to eat pizza.
Yeah.
I love pizza. But I'll keep it like a thin crust because I'm like, it's kind of healthier pizza. This crust was so amazing. It was so wonderful. But now my insides are like, why did you do this to us? Because it was like glazed in butter and then the garlic butter dipping sauce. And I just went ham. And my body's like, you don't normally do this to us anymore. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where did you get this really awesome pizza from?
I'll have to tell you off because I don't want to drop the place. But it was awesome. It had like a parm and Roma cheese crust. Like, oh, girl. It was so good.
Whoa.
So I think that we will start off today's episode by letting you all know that Miami is very hot. It's so hot. Like, it's actually unbearable to the point that, like, so people who are at the hotels, for those who don't know, I just got back from Miami. Otherwise, you're like, why are you talking about Miami? I was there for an XBiz event, and it was just so humid. It's like I forgot how it feels like as soon as you step out of anything air conditioning, you feel like you just stepped out of the shower. It's disgusting. It's like a layer of just filmy ooze dripping down your skin. You kind of just feel like you got cummed all over you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't tell if
you're never dry.
No, you're never dry. Never, ever, ever. I brought like real clothes to wear. I ended up wearing a bikini most of the time with like a cover up. And even then, I burned a boob.
Like a curling iron or what?
No, just sun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You missed a little sunscreen.
Just
on
like
that
a little bit, or like sweat it off. Like everything was just coated in sweat.
Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
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 How do you eat your banana?
You
know what I like to do when I eat a banana in public?
Stick it in your first.
Yeah. For extra flavors. And then I like to look someone directly in the eye. I was kidding. I've never done that. Although it did run through my head when I was at the airport because I got a banana from the little lounge.
Don't lie. That's how we met.
Well, yeah. In the alley.
That was your intro.
I saw Laura in an alley and lo and behold, I had a banana. So I looked at her dead in the eye and I went.
And I said, that's my best friend.
She's a real bad bitch. Eat her own banana. She don't need no dick.
She deep throat.
Smack it from the back.
Literally.
Trying to think of the mechanics of like wrapping this around.
We gotta make a bet on how long our eye patches will stay on because they already want to fall off every time I laugh because of my face squinch. Mm. I'd like to introduce everyone to.
No.
Gary!
Everybody give it up for Gary.
He made it this morning.
Ivan said that if he was reincarnated, he would want to be Gary.
Mm-hmm. I saw that comment and laughed. Mm-hmm. I was like,
Funnily enough, I asked people on stream what they think that they would be reincarnated as. Shout out to John Saul.
Woo!
He says he would be roadkill. But a possum first. Like, it was a possum that was roadkill.
I like that evolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty freaking awesome.
Mm.
Shout out, John. We love you.
I figured out that I would be a gopher. Like, I want to be a cat, but I would be a gopher. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not elegant like a cat.
Wait, would you see your shadow?
Never.
Oh, wait, that's a groundhog.
Because I don't look behind me. I only move forward.
Yes.
Right? Like my landlord in San Francisco used to say, we don't go straight, we only go forward.
I thought he was going to say something different.
No, he was. He wasn't going straight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And that's why he said it.
He would
make that point all the time. He would say it so many times, and it cracked me up every time. I was like, that's great. And I've never forgot it. Shout out. hope you stopped feeding your cat raw eggs, because Chester wasn't eating them, let's be honest.
You were eating them?
No, I was just cleaning them up every
them. He's like, he really liked that one this time.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Oh, man. You ever look, like, I think back to, like, what, like, do you have, like, just random shit from during, like, that late teens, like, early 20s that you're just like, what the f***? Like, why is this a story that I have? Like, because for me, it's, like, so many random little things, but I also, like, that time, like, living in San Francisco with this random f***ing stranger who sat us all down and make us watch Brokeback Mountain for the first time.
Was he Truman, you said, or something?
There was one
doing
point,
something
I can't
like...
remember... I think it was just like an edible, an edible brownie. And I had to chase him through the park because he was just coming up to everybody trying to drop their pants and suck them off. and like, no, I'm serious, dude.
What it a was, story.
And he didn't like me until he was high. And then he was telling me how like he still knew how to please women. And he would like comment about my boobs all the time. But then as soon as he wasn't high anymore, he didn't like me anymore. It was strange. It was like those weird things. Like, is that something you make up? No, that's just like things that have happened that I'm like, this is so strange. Why do I remember these things? And it's because they were so weird. So you have like weird standout things like that because...
That's... Yeah.
I haven't had anything wild in so long because I just like am not in those situations anymore because we make educated decisions now. You know what I mean?
That's not what I heard. Tell me about Miami. Because that sounded pretty wild. I mean, the whole, like, at least, like, being out and being groped or, like, just, like, you know, people around you.
Well.
That wasn't crazy. What did you see out there?
I blacked out through a lot of it, if I'm honest. Like, I even felt like, okay, I told you I had to do that posing class. And I was telling all the fine people on stream that I was, like, shout out my club. You guys could pick better things to display me as a pose master, as you so eloquently stated that I was, because this is the photo that they posted of me, the pose master.
No, they didn't.
They did. And I'm not mad about it. Wait a second. It's just one of those things where I realize, I'm like, that's how I actually stand, is hunched. Like, my at rest, I think it's like, and it's... It's like when I think I'm looking at someone in a very engaging way to show that I'm interested, but instead I'm just like... Because let me tell you, I had to speak on a panel, blacked out through most of that. I had to ask someone after if it was fine, and apparently it was their favorite panel, so shout out.
Hey!
It probably wasn't because of me though, because the photos that I did manage to see, I'm doing the thing where, okay, starting off, it's outdoors. It's outdoors in a tent
in Miami.
Yes, this time of year with that level of humidity in the air, and there were no fans pointed at the stage.
What about AC?
Only there was no, because it was like an outdoor tent. So all the fans are pointed at the people sitting on the panel, right? And they all looked so comfortable. I'm so happy for you, because I was not. Because, dude, like my hands were so slick that I was having trouble like holding the microphone. Like I had to keep like
a water eel.
Yeah, like one of the little water eels. And I'm like, fuck, like it's slipping through. And I had to like set it down and like wipe my hands off on my legs. But then I go to wipe my hands off on my legs and I realize my legs are just as sweaty. So there's like no reprieve. You know, I'm trying to wipe it on a fanny pack. Like that's not working. And it was to the point that I was like, it was so loud because there's music playing like on the other side of a tent. So, and people aren't necessarily talking close to the microphone, or maybe their voices just don't carry as much. And I'm a little bit like deaf. I don't know what to tell you. Like, so I'm leaning forward, trying to hear what people are saying, like thinking that somehow leaning forward will allow me to ingest their words through my ears better. It didn't work. And I thought I was like smiling, but I think what I would do is I would listen and then I would smile and like to show I agreed with something. But all the photos that I saw of me on the panel are just me doing this. Let me demonstrate. So say that you're someone who's on a panel and you're speaking words, right?
Words.
This is me. Or like I think that squinting is going to allow me to hear better.
It's like when you're driving and you think turning it down will help you drive better.
Yeah.
Like when you're looking for a number and you're like, hold on, I'm going to turn this down.
I turn it up. Wait, okay. How do you eat Skittles?
Suck on them. No, I'm kidding. No, I chew them first.
I just picture you like.
No, I don't. I chew them. I just chew.
Okay.
What do you do?
You don't organize them by color into piles. Okay. Well, because someone asked me this on my Q&A, and they're like, "It's the best way to eat Skittles or whatever," and like, I'm like, okay. So what you have to do with these Skittles, right? For maximum taste efficiency, well, you're going to want to pour all of the Skittles out, or you could very carefully peel the little bag along the seams, because if you slowly do that, then you have a nice little placemat for all of your Skittles, and you don't have to put them on the table. Pro tip. Then what you're going to do is you're going to find your least favorite color.
What's yours?
Yellow.
Okay, that's probably mine too.
Yeah, I don't like yellow.
Mine is yellow also.
I think I hate yellow for most things, even like runts. Like I like bananas, right? But yeah. Banana runts are fucking disgusting. And if you like banana runts, I don't know if we can be friends.
I like them. Well, I was going to say, what?
All right, the podcast has ended.
This is our last episode.
We thought we could make it to 3 years, but we can't because Laura fucks with banana runs, and I just don't even know what to say.
You know what, though? No. You and Carlo are on the same level
but
on that.
I can just give you my banana runs.
Yeah. And we're
keeping on. The show is still on.
And I can't give you my yellow Skittles, so.
Yeah.
Well,
we need to find someone else for that. We could just throw them at people that we don't like. What if Kay liked the yellow Skittles?
Kay, if you like them, call in 702-900-6446.
Hang on, I'm gonna ask Kay right now.
By the way, do you like yellow Skittles?
Maybe I could just, should I just cold call her? No.
No, voice message. Memo her. And we
hello, Kay.
Hello, Kay.
I'm sending you a voice message from the pod because we're having this huge debate. Now, I do not eat banana runts, for instance, but Laura loves banana runts.
Woo!
And we're talking about the Skittle debate, and neither of us like yellow Skittles. So we are wondering if you have yellow Skittle love in your life. Do you love yellow Skittles? Are they your favorite? I hope so. I hope to hear
we
from
love you.
We love you. Goodbye. Oh, I didn't end it yet.
Oh, well, I know. The new update's weird.
Yeah, because it doesn't just like, you have to like double. It's weird. Anyway.
Anyways, so, we'll hear back
tuned.
From her.
Stay tuned.
Eventually. And anyways, so you were moist in Miami.
Oh, God. I was so slick. It was at the point that I kind of like glanced down at my arm and it was like dripping. Like I didn't know your arm could just drip sweat from being seated.
Yes.
And it's like trickling down to that point where you feel like you have things crawling on you.
Yes.
And I was trying to maintain my composure as I'm up on a fucking stage, that's somehow my dream and also my greatest fear. So, and I'm like trickling sweat down everywhere. Anyway, it was terrible.
I don't know why it was in a tent.
I don't know. I don't know why so many things.
Was any of it in a hotel?
No, I'm kind of like the model lounge where I taught the little pose workshop that was inside. But even then, it's just like there's so many people that when you only have a few areas of like air conditioning, it just still feels like. And then the difference with using AC in humidity, too, as I noticed in my hotel room that I couldn't keep comfortable, is that because there's so much moisture in the air, the colder you keep the AC, it's like double coldness because like everything feels colder because it like makes the moisture in the air colder.
It's like when your neck's sweating, you're outside and a subtle breeze comes
and then
and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, but not when you have AC trying to blast. And then if you would, to the point that you could turn the AC off, it had to be set at like 77 to keep maintaining, but then that's still too hot. So it's like you're either sweating or you're freezing.
Damn, that's a struggle. And you know, so I've never been to Florida ever, and I lost my microphone. Hello. I didn't realize this the whole time.
That's all right.
I saw it on the ground. I was like, yeah, it's like
it
a microphone.
It didn't sound as crazy as when I lost mine because I'm just like.
I could hear my stomach better, but whatever. Okay, so I've never been to Florida, but I hear that it's nothing but, yeah, humidity. And like if you go, you know, like if you shower, I heard that like you just get wet right away.
There was a day that I showered 3 times in a day and I was like, why?
You probably never blow dried your hair.
I did for my bangs so they could last for at least an hour.
Yeah.
Because I'm just hairspraying the fuck out of them. I got like a thing, but it didn't matter because as soon as I spent any amount of time outside, they were like Farrah Fawcetting. Like they were like the 70s bangs where they're like curling out and everything. It was not cute.
Yeah. I mean, when you have bangs, like in. Even on like a regular day, if they look good, it's like a blessing. You're like, how did this happen?
No.
Look at me today. I parted like the Red Sea.
But that looks cute.
I don't care.
My forehead is too big to do that. Like you have a cute forehead and mine looks like a foot, like the bottom of a foot. That's why it's nice to cover it up.
It's like the bottom of a butt.
The bottom. No, I don't quite have that divot. That's what the Botox is for. It keeps my forehead butt.
let me see what I have in my notes because we have not seen each other for about a week.
Yeah. Oh, do you
want to? Which is bizarre.
Did I tell you about how the shower almost killed me?
No. In Florida?
In Florida. In Florida! Because, so I went and they were like, I was checking in after the time that's like the check-in time. It's not like I was early. And they're like, your room isn't done yet. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll just like wait here in the lobby. And then... within a couple minutes, she comes up. She's like, we've upgraded you so that you can get in faster. I was like, oh, I have an upgrade. That's so nice. Thank you so much. I get up there and it's like the wheelchair accessible room. So I was supposed to have just one big, nice bed. And instead I had like 2 double beds, which were like, it was like too much furniture in a room. You know what I mean? To the point that I'm like hitting my shins on everything. Like,
was it a bigger room with just 2 beds?
No. Well, kind of. Here's the weird thing. It's like half of the room was the bathroom. But the bathroom wasn't laid out in a cool way because it's supposed to have like a wheelchair be able to come in. So the bathroom's like half the room. There's just like a toilet in the corner. The little sink mirror was like this big. The one that I took photos in front of that was like the only sink. So I couldn't like spread out makeup. I was like, oh, cunt. And then the shower was one that has the fold down seat.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like this wide, like there's no room. And look at me. I'm like banging around, like trying to like, and I didn't want to get my hair wet. But the only thing that there was like a very poorly placed like rainfall shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'll just use the handheld thing, right? But that's pointed directly at my face. So it's like face level with me. And I'm trying to avoid it, like doing this kind of number. And then eventually one of the times I put down... the little seat kind of on accident, but I saw it last and I was like, oh, I could put my leg up to shave, and then it wouldn't go back up like no matter what I did. So now I had this much space to stand unless I was gonna like Captain Morgan up in the shower while also being sprayed in the face. It was not the shower for me. It was not Molly accessible.
This is fine.
If I had a wheelchair, it would have been great and that's awesome, but it didn't work for me. It was not enough. And I was like, you know what? I finally have a little bit of time. Maybe I'll make like a nice little solo video. I'll just like just shower and blah, blah, blah. Get some content, you know? No, for some reason that day, the it didn't want to be anything other than hot, scalding hot, or Dante's Inferno. Like no matter how
hotter.
There's hotter. Exactly, dude. And I'm fucking, there's 3 different knobs in the shower. Right. And I'm not really certain which one is which, but I'm pretty sure this one controls the water temp. This one controls the rainfall shower. And then this one's the little handheld. Right.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
So I'm fucking around trying to get stuff. But no matter how I'm turning the heat knob, it's just like hotter, hotter, hotter. And I'm turning it towards the cold. So I don't know why.
It's hotter.
Yeah. But then on the full hot setting, it was hot. Like. And this was only one of the days, the one day that I'm trying to like make a little content. And this was the day I also couldn't get the seat to go back up. So I'm like, well, this is a disaster from the start, right? But then I replaced the little head because I was trying to like do this number, and then it just kept scalding my back. So I try to put it up here, right? as I set it back in, and it's set, it's firm, I see it, I recognize, we have this mutual respect, me and the showerhead, or so I thought, because I go to change the knob, the thing, like, leaps out of its stand, like, the shower thing, crashed into my hand, and you can see my fingernail fly at the lens of the camera.
What?
And then it's just my face going...
What? Your fingernail fell off?
It ends with me saying, I want to die, I want to die, I want to die, I want to die, while crouched, dripping on a bathroom floor, holding my hand like this. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's, and you know what's fucked up? Do you know what's fucked up? It's like, that's what my fingernails used to look like back when I, like, and, like, was ripping and picking them, anxiety. That's how short they used to be. But now my skin has grown to my nail. So it just ripped, and like the rest of the trip, it's like any little breeze was like, like Peter Griffin, just, you know, and I'm trying to like, dude, I don't even know.
Was this the first day?
No, luckily it wasn't the first day, but I think.
But it was while you were there.
Yeah. I want to say it was post-class day, was it? I can't remember.
Oh my.
Everything felt like such a blur when I was there because it was just like. You know what I mean? Like,
and you just got those done.
Yeah, I got them so done for this trip.
Holy moly.
Yeah, dude. My nail guy is going to give me fucking hell because I don't know. And then no, my girl Nikki. Like,
what'd you do?
My girl Nikki was like, you could go get it fixed. There's this good nail place. And I was like, girl, there's nowhere for them to put a fix. Like, when I used to have my nails like this, when I first started getting my nails done. Nail people were like, we don't know what to do. These are not going to last like more than a week at best because there's like nothing for it to affix to. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, there's not enough.
And I'm fucking back there. Like, it's ripped into like a U. Like, in.
So the shower head did that?
Yeah, because like the handle fell out, crashed onto it.
Yeah.
Dude, here, let's. I'll show you the end clip of it. You'll love this. Here we go. David, I can't show this. People have seen it if you are on
patrons.
That no. That special page, you know, only friends. But I'm naked.
Get on
it.
So. Naked right. Barbie doll.
I sent it. Here we go. Enjoy.
Yep. I'm scared. Laura?
Yes?
My lips are so dry.
What happened?
I don't know, but I think if you kiss me, it will help.
No!
Well, in lieu of that, I guess I might go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that I purchase. And luckily, I did, because joining us today, we have sugar-free white grape from Liquid IV. If you've never tried Liquid IV before, Laura, do you want to tell them a little bit about what they can find inside one stick of Liquid IV?
Well, one stick of Liquid IV contains all the vitamins and nutrients that you need to really be hydrated. And it has all the Bs.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin B3, B5, B6, B12,
and vitamin C.
Which are very, very good for your hydration station, which is your body.
Yes.
So if you think that you might be dehydrated, you probably are. If you're seeing this right now or hearing this, you are probably dehydrated because a lot of people are. And I like to start my morning, every morning, with one stick of Liquid IV dissolved in 16 to 18 ounces of water. I just put it in my little tumbler, take it out on my day, and I have it before I even start coffee in the morning.
It's the best. And then this is the sugar-free one. Oh, yeah. They're so good. They're all so good.
My personal favorite is white peach. Mm-hmm. I'm just currently out of white peach because I drink it all. But we love Liquid IV. And if you guys want to give it a try, these are perfect for a stocking stuffer, I would think, for the ho-ho holidays or any time of year, really. I guess you could really have a stocking any time of year. But right now it's Christmas. So consider it in your gift purchases. You can go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Help the pod, help your hydration, or the hydration of your loved ones. Do you not care about the hydration of the people that you love?
Yes.
Do you want them to walk around all winter with chapped lips?
No.
Depression? Sadness?
Those things can come from being dehydrated and just all walks of life, but something that will put a smile on their face is a pack of Liquid IV. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15% on everything that you purchase, and get free shipping. Thank you, Liquid IV, and back to the freaking show.
Ooh. Oh. Hold on. Can I point this out down here in between your legs?
I know. It's just my little clit, just like.
Just me crouching.
Just me crouching. Oh, I didn't mean to screenshot it. Fuck. I'm just gremlin squatting on the floor for those of you who are listening. Just gremlin squatting on the floor. My clit is just right there between my legs. It's just my face. Like, I'll recreate it for you. This is what it looked like. That is what I look like. All right. And then I went and taught a fucking posing class. So, you know.
Badass.
But it's like.
Wow.
I said, it's like I said on TikTok, you know. And like I discovered on my OnlyFans stream. You were like. Have you ever considered, right? I'm always searching for my purpose in life. I'm like, what is my purpose? Because I feel like I don't really contribute much to society as a whole.
Lies!
Right? But that's how I feel. But then I had the realization on stream last night. I'm thinking about all these things, all these stories that I've shared. And I'm like, what if my purpose is to entertain the masses with my failure? And in that way, I am a success. I also discovered I'm very delusional on last night's stream, but I think that a certain level of delusion is good. You have to be a little delusional.
I hope so.
You have to be delusional to chase your fucking dreams, you know? If you're fucking grounded in reality all the time, I would be working in an office job, right? Just like sitting there, hating
Amen.
My life. Like, I'm fucking delusional as shit, and I don't care who knows. And everybody knows, because I have a podcast. Do you know how fucking delusional it is to have a podcast?
Yeah!
I am so fucking delusional. I'm like, I think that I have something important to say, so I'm going to broadcast it everywhere. And when I get taken down, I'm gonna try even harder to get it back on the airwaves. And I did, because I'm fucking delusional, and I think the show is great, and I think that I'm entertaining, and I think I'm funny, and I don't need your fucking validation because I'm delusional,
period.
Anyway, I made that realization. Now I feel like my sparkle is back.
It is. It's a sparkle. Oh,
I have a fucking bone to pick with you for cursing my masturbation. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Because I ranted at you before.
So I was wondering if she'd ever masturbated while using, what was it? Da-da-da-da.
Nipple clamps.
Because I know how much you enjoy a good old nipple play. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm talking like teeth.
She twists them all the time. She's like, if
I'm talking not, teeth.
Dude, when I'm not feeling it during, you know, when we have to shoot customs or content in general, and it's just like one of those days that you're not feeling your top, right? Listen, Laura comes over and she just pinches
my fucking
nipples.
And I feel her top.
And she tunes me in. She's like, all right, nope, we gotta spin it a little bit this way. And then I'm back. I'm back, baby.
So, I don't even use my own hands. I use like the little like hands.
Can you imagine those tiny hands?
Yeah.
And you have them on your fingers. Can we do that? Wait, I'm writing this down. See the sparkle.
No,
back,
you know, like those hand, like those. Okay, remember like when you couldn't like bend down, you use like those claw things to pick things up for you.
I used to fucking love those. Can we get some?
Two of them, and then I'll just pinch you from far, and then I'll have a camera set up, and I'll be like this. This far away from me. Look, watch.
Sorry. I'm writing this down. It's such a good idea.
Dink. And I'll be like this.
Ooh.
From far away.
But I think my nipples are long enough that the little grippies could grip on.
They're like
them.
Little fingers.
Fingers. Every time I hear fingers now, it's just like abusive.
Fingers. All right. Those have done their magic.
But I think.
Ooh. Feels good.
I know. It's all nice and cool.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
Nice and cool.
The fucking nipple play. Fuck, I was gonna say. I need coffee.
Toss each other salads.
I was gonna wait for Patreon. Listen, we have a lot coming to Patreon, and I am just being blessed with all sorts of ideas.
Look at Ernest!
I gave him
a little boa, a little shawl.
I just want Ernest to feel welcome. I think we need to give him a hat as well, like a little fedora. We could turn him into like a pimp. We could get him a tiny little chain, and he could have like his furry collar. We could get a little hat.
Maybe sometimes we'll dress him up in a suit, you know, with pinstripes.
I wonder. DG, I don't know if you listen to this. It'd be cool if you did. If you're out there, this man, he used to have all these little costumes for his penis. And he would send them. There was like a Viking. And I'm just wondering, like, if you're out, where do you get your penis clothes? Because I would like to outfit Ernest. I think that.
Do you think Ernest he makes them? Or gets them custom made? I feel
like he got them on Etsy or something. Like, I don't know. But hold on. We need to look into this. See if we can find this right now. But so we will have a new video coming to my OnlyFriends because we really need to work on resetting the vibe because the vibe has been off this year. I've been having everybody tell it to me. And let me tell you, one good thing, well, a couple of good things, but overall, a very good thing happened out of XFizz. And I want to tell you because I know I mentioned August Sky, who also has a podcast. She wants to come on, and we just had a blast. So it was very nice.
Shout out. Sombrero with a little shawl
for next year's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Deco.
There's also this.
Deco de Mayo.
Look, Sir Richardson. That's for Ernest,
because we could combo that with this, and it's almost like...
Only $35. It comes with hands.
We can give him hands.
How about this?
Oh, we could do that. I like that. But I worry that it would just cover his beautiful eyes.
Hold on. Look at... Why is it on a female? It looks like a female's body.
Oh, that's because that's a to cover your strap on. Oh, the lightsaber. Oh, how cute. Soft plush yarn. Oh, I like that they do have little ball sack holders. I bet that would feel really cozy around your balls.
Is it yarn?
Yeah, you know, like those your grandma has those little tea koozies or cozies or whatever you call them, and they go around the tea. I don't know. My grandma didn't drink tea. I just saw like British grandmas do it on TV. That's so cute.
Well, we have a market for these things. So. Captain America. Oh, Jack Skellington.
There's so many things.
Pikachu.
But one of the things that we do need to do is film a video of me masturbating with the nipple clamps. And I think it'd be fun to make it like football fantasy-esque. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But where you're like, this is your fault that things aren't going well. And then it will turn me on because you're telling me that I'm not doing good enough. And then I'll try harder. So the masturbating will work even better. And we have a record of me masturbating with all of these things that we need to do in mind.
Yes.
And we add the clamp. And when I tell you, if everything comes true, I'm a god. I don't know what else to tell you. I had this conversation last night because I told you we're having... The Wishmaker.
Yes.
We have finally named my pussy. It is the Wishmaker.
So the Wishmaker and the Starfish.
And the Starfish. Yep. Side by side. Because it's one of those things like and they didn't believe me, but I was thinking like as far back as I can remember, not even knowing that I was masturbating, but knowing that I was thinking of certain things while I was masturbating. And those things, maybe it took years, but they have all worked out. And I masturbated yesterday about clearing my goal on my live stream, which I hadn't done in a while. And I thought about setting it a little lower. And I was like, you know what? I masturbated. I'm going to set it higher. And I cleared it.
Yes!
All right? Masturbating works. I don't know what to tell you. Do you know I used to masturbate, not knowing that it was masturbating. I used to masturbate about having a hot Australian stripper boyfriend.
Dun, dun,
oh, I'm
dun.
Sorry. Is this just my fucking life? Did I masturbate my life? Yes, I did. And I started having people, because I gave so many instances to people of when I had masturbated.
Yeah.
And things had inevitably worked out. And I was like, I need to practice patience for another thing, because I expect everything to operate on the level that my fucked up brain does. And that's just mental illness. So I need to practice patience and realize that it will all come to fruition. Because think how many years I had to wait for that hot Australian stripper boyfriend who treats me like a fucking goddamn queen.
Almost 30 years.
Yeah. Well... Not 30 years.
Almost.
That would make me like
50
in my in my late 50s. I think I am mentally.
She's actually 80. But no, get it? This makes so much sense.
You have the wish maker. You have the starfish. Don't people say make a wish on a star?
What in the fuck?
Yeah. Yo, your life is really turned into something that you've made magical.
And it's
make a
it's
wish on a star.
Here's the thing that my value, I was saying this, my value does not come from my pussy. All right. I am hilarious. Yes. That's where my value comes from. All right. And that's trauma. And sometimes you just got to fucking live through it and laugh through it. Live, laugh, love, love, laugh, live. All that stupid
make
bullshit.
A wish on a star.
Yes. I was going to start bumper singing stickers. This song. but all right. So when I was thinking all that, but that is where my power comes from. For some reason, in some aspect, whether I am feeling myself or not, people have always wanted things from my vagina, whether it's my ex selling my fucking eggs or fucking having me fuck whatever he wanted me to do and fucking do it, whether it's the fucking porn industry, whether it's people tipping me for fucking photos of it, like whether it's people back in when I used to do the cam streams and do a control cum show and I'm just fucking vibing my clit into the fucking sunset. Like I am riding my vagina into my future. Yes. And I don't care. Objectify the shit out of it because it fucking works for me because I'm not like attached to my vagina. I mean, I am. I can't like separate myself from my vagina, but I do in a way because to me, this is just the wish maker. It's a part of me, but it isn't who I am. However, it has afforded me many, many, many wonderful things in life for which I can thank it. Although I did have to shoulder some trauma because of having one of these, but I think every woman does. So I don't know what to tell you. I just made the best of it.
Just say. Make a wish on a star.
What? I don't know the rest. I want to say like something, something.
If you wish upon a star, does not matter who you are. And that's all I know.
Yeah, I didn't even know that part. So
welcome
to
our TED Talk. What else? Oh, I was going to ask you. Shoot, you know me. I'm like, ooh, a squirrel.
No, you're good. Someone else said that they would come back as a squirrel if they were reincarnated.
That's a cool one.
Mm. Did I tell you about my old neighbor who raised a squirrel?
No.
Yeah, aww. He was just like an old guy who drank a lot of beer. And then he let my brother and I take all the beer bottles to the bottle deposit. Because in Michigan, nice. If you do that, you get like the
5 cents each or 10 cents.
I think it was
cents.
Like 10 cents or something. So we'd clear all that shit out from him. It was so gross, man.
Yeah, they probably stunk.
Big, stinky, humid beer bottles and just like, but.
As a kid, though, you do that and you get excited.
Yeah.
Recycling was always exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I tell you, I've always been grinding for nickels, dimes, pennies. I don't give a fuck. Like,
hey, lolly. Did you do your lolly?
I did. I did it.
I did not.
I do it as soon as I wake up in the morning.
Crap, I'm on!
It's like coffee, lolly, like every fucking morning.
That's true. You did tell me that. It's like one of your first, your coffee and your lolly. Get your daily stack.
Because one thing I don't like to do in the morning, if I can avoid it, is look at social media. Hell yeah.
Got my stack!
But one thing I like to do is not look at social media because I don't really look a lot at social media throughout the day anyway. I kind of like to post and ghost, but it's definitely what I do in the mornings if I remember to do a fucking morning post, which is so fucking hard because I'm doing other shit, you know what I mean? And I don't
like
care.
Making more shit
like making more shit like all the time. So I'm saying that too is like there is a constant grind to make content, and it's like it's just endless because no matter how much you make, there's people who have already seen it and they want more, and it's all of that. And it is hard to like slow down and remember like what it is that you really want to make. And I think that last night's stream, yesterday's masturbating, being back from Miami, being back in this fucking home, like I walked into the house and I was just like,
yeah, the breath of the relief.
Every time that I arrive home to my house, if I'm gone for like an extended period at all, even just a couple days like I was, every time I come in, I do my deep breath and I'm just like, I fucking love my house.
Yep.
Like, because it's a space that I've created that's like makes me feel so comfortable. And I used to like want to be out of the house as much as possible. It was like, I have a car. Even when I first got a car when I was a kid, I was like, I'm gone.
Because houses weren't safe for you.
No. And that's
until you made it safe for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And I was like, that must be why I don't like I don't want to go anywhere anymore. And it's not that I never want to go anywhere, but you know, overall.
It's just there's so much shit out there.
There's so much shit. I've seen so much shit. And I feel like also when I was younger, it was like anything is better than this situation that I'm in, so I'd rather be anywhere else having experiences. And when you drink, as many people did at the Sex Biz, let me tell you, it's a lot easier to just like go out there and like be a person. That was when I felt like I fit in the most with people, is when I was drinking, which is crazy. And it's not even like, oh, I fit in with them necessarily. It's that I felt like, it sounds weird to say like, oh, it felt human, but like, it was this feeling inside that I was like, I know how to talk to people. I know how to be like straightforward. And I'm sure that it was much messier than I felt like it was inside of my head. But in my head, that is how it felt.
It was working.
Yeah, it gave me confidence. There was none of the overthinking. It was just reactionary and do. Like someone says this, you say whatever the fuck back. Like, you know, and now that I don't drink.
You see it.
Being in those social situations, I number one see how I probably was, but even more elevated, like, and it's just like so much surrounding. And I'm like, oh, I don't like this at all. And I don't feel the need to pretend that I like it. Like, I left things early all week. It was very nice. I went to things basically to get the photo and go and just get
You made face.
I made face. Yeah. I did make face. Didn't suck any face because I wasn't drinking. So otherwise, if I was still in my drinking era, I would have been making out with everybody at that fucking event.
She would have been sick today.
Yeah. No, seriously, dude, I get sick so much less. I don't get sick after conventions
anymore. If you were
anymore.
Making out with everyone, yeah. Don't get the avian flu anymore.
No.
Or the X-Biz flu,
like,
whatever.
Everybody's drinking, everybody's doing it. You're like, I want to be a part of something. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, just kidding. Mine was more. Dude, when I drink, I'm like, where the pretty ladies at? You a man? Fuck yourself. Stupid. You think you ever had a chance?
Go
like,
stick it in a hole.
Yeah.
Go Not
stick
mine.
It in a hole and suck it.
Not mine.
No. It's crazy. But yeah, and I was just like, it was to the point that there was this one girl, and I wish I could remember her name, but everything was really loud. There was this like pool party thing that they had. And as soon as I showed up, I knew that I was not going to be able to stay long. Do you know what I mean? Like, because everybody was already fucking on one. But it was a neon party. So she had her face all done up with this like neon, like mirror-y type art. So it looked like almost like scales, you know? And then she had like the same matching color and like horns and these little like fishbone like in her hair, and she looked so fucking cool, right? But she was standing up against like one of these big banners, right? And I think whoever was shooting content for or whatever, but I could kind of hear what she's saying. Not like I was trying to eavesdrop, but I was just close enough that I was like, this is what she's the gist of what she's saying. I don't know why I'm overthinking that, but she was basically like there's nothing you can do to help. It's just that there's too many people and I fucking hate people. And I look at her, I was like, I hate people. And so I go and I kind of stand off to the side next to her. We're not really saying anything. She's like, it's just like nobody has any spatial awareness right now. And as she says that, this drunk dude like falls into the banner that we were standing against and like knocks it over. And we're both just like,
yeah.
And I was like, you were saying. Because, dude, I don't even know. And then just trying to like walk your way through a crowd of people, you're just like, And then you realize that what you can do to make your way through is you kind of have to dance. Like you just dance around them, like you're dancing your way through, because you can't just walk, because you're just getting like checked by everybody doing what they do.
Like you're making it not look like you're trying to run the fuck out of there, but you're running the fuck out of there. But you're doing it with like
you're
style.
Running. And then I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I never came back and I ordered pasta.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Scallops with the lobster?
No. No. What a great song, though.
So, yeah, weather.
Although, speaking of masturbating and lobster and pasta.
Please.
I did masturbate on the trip about my sub clearing my goal. And he did the morning after. So, you know, it all does come full circle, doesn't it? The wishmaker does provide. The wishmaker can provide. And the wishmaker can take away. Did I say master?
Shwishamish.
Shwishamish.
Hey, Swiss Miss.
Ugh. I always hated those. But the correct way to eat them is to unroll them.
Are you thinking of Swiss rolls? I'm thinking of the hot chocolate.
Oh.
With the marshmallows.
Oh, fuck. I do love Swiss Miss. I was thinking of the fucking
rolls. But I was like, unroll powder. What?
Like, yeah, you just snort it.
The whole, and then blow it out.
all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
It's like booking.
Oh, dude, I used to fuck up Swiss Miss. I was thinking of rolls, but...
I know, but roll them out sounds interesting.
When I used to go skiing, my dad did volunteer ski patrol stuff. So We would get passes to go skiing, and you got to go in the little ski lodge for the ski patrol people. And they just had free hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of hot chocolates that I would consume in a day. It's, again, how do I not have diabetes? Like, I don't... I have a sweet tooth, so but I was thinking about that because I was just like, damn. And I like to eat all the little dehydrated marshmallows off the top.
I just put them in my mouth, let them dissolve.
Ooh.
That's so fun.
Ooh, that's
so fun. Hey,
and I'm over here putting them in my slushy.
Oh yeah, from 7-Eleven. Dang. Oh yeah, that's right, you put everything up in there, huh? Did you put the sprinkles too?
They didn't have sprinkles, but the marshmallows were enough.
Yeah,
how am I like this? How am I like this?
The weather's been really nice. We gotta have a pool day because It's ready. We're ready to fucking swim.
What? We have a message from Kay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, how do you not like the banana runts? Because those are the supreme.
Hey!
They're the best. They're perfect. So. Laura's, yes. Laura's completely right.
We love you, Kay.
Okay. As for yellow Skittles, I don't think that I like them either.
We love her.
They're definitely, because, hold on. So, whenever I get my Skittles, obviously you separate them by color so you can, you know.
Stop! Stop! Shut up! Obviously! She said, wait, emphasis on obviously. You separate them by color.
Oh, we're so
obvi.
I love you, Kay.
Yellow Skittles are not the ones that I saved for last. So no, I would not say that I particularly enjoy yellow Skittles. I hope this helps.
Yes. So much so... thank you, Kay, because that was just beautiful and elegantly said. Mm.
Shout out Kay Carter. If you are new to the show and you don't know who Kay Carter is, she is the third part of our trifecta. So follow her on Instagram at It's Kay Carter Babe. And then I think you can find all our other links through her link in bio there. But she's the tits pajamas. She was in our Fruit Smash video, which is available on Patreon. I did get that uploaded. So
she is the tits.
She has some tits, let me tell you. They are massive and they are awesome, and she has her cool new back tat. Looks really cool.
I can't
really
wait to
cool.
see it. I haven't seen it yet. I know she designed it herself, which is cool. Amazing, and I know it's gonna be epic. So we love you, Kay, and we love that you don't particularly love yellow Skittles.
Yeah,
because if you do, you might just be a little bit
cuckoo.
A little cuckoo.
But I like that you both like banana runts, because I can just give you guys my banana runts.
And I like that you don't like them.
Yeah.
Because it works out.
Perfect. What is your least favorite runt? Like, do you have a least favorite?
Probably the lime. But I don't know. I don't even not like that. I like the green is cool.
I like...
orange? Maybe orange. Orange is probably my least favorite.
Okay, and I like orange.
I like the red.
I really like the green ones. I don't know.
That's the lime.
Yeah, I really like those ones.
Yeah, they are even shaped like limes.
And I feel like they're so thick that when you crunch through, the powdery, it's more powderiness. It's almost like a surprise on the inside.
It's like a pixie stick inside.
It's like an exploding pixie stick. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Unlike those exploding pop rocks that we ate on the
those were sticks. Aggressive.
Those like hurt. I felt like the next day I was talking like I had been just smoking for years. Although I have been. That's probably why I have a little bit of this voice going on.
And it came out my ears. The crackling.
Yeah, you just hear it like ooh. Have you ever done one of the ear candles?
No. You told me about it. You were going to do it on me. I got freaked out.
Yeah.
Because I hear they're really effective.
They are.
Which is what scares me.
Do you want to see?
I also saw that clip where someone was putting like something that was watery through their nose and out came a booger.
I can't do anything.
One side in.
I know what you're talking about.
And one side, a big goo came out.
Yeah, because it flushes it out. But I can't even do like Flonase. Like when I have...
Because it makes me feel like I'm drowning.
It makes me feel like I'm gagging. Yeah, like it's waterboarding or something, which I know is not the same. But when I was a kid, I tried to do... like the whatever the like shit and I like started gagging and ever since then I can't do it because I'm like that makes me gag.
Yeah.
But you know what doesn't? Sucking dick from the back. So that's in me and I could have done more because I was like
that was inside your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
I know it's really disgusting and I know
no
that you don't,
it's not I, it looks like a spice, like coriander.
It does, like turmeric.
Like turmeric, a little turmeric, less.
Is it turmeric or turmeric?
Turmeric.
Whatever it is, it's delicious. But that is not. But what I like to do is because the ear candles are long, you know, and then they burn down. And you can hear it. It sounds like when you put like a shell to your ear and like, oh, the ocean. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Shell? Yeah.
I was like, anyway. Not the candle, but the shell, yeah.
So, but you can hear it start to, and you can kind of like adjust a little bit where it goes and it burns down like it doesn't ever like drop on me or anything and it has like a little disc like if anything does drop but lay on your side and you can hear it start to like crackle right and it feels weird and I like to like go like that because then it feels even more crackly and all that
so it doesn't ever fully go in there like
no you just put it like just right like if you were to itch the inside of your ear like where you're not supposed to put like a Q-tip all the way in there but it just kind of sits there and you just it starts to like heat up and I guess like pull it up but then what I like to do at the end is I cut off the end and I dump out all of the wax just to see what was in there because I'm gross.
Where does it pull it into?
into the shaft of the candle so you keep it burning until there's about like this much left of the candle.
It's a special candle.
Yeah, it's like for that.
Oh, it's not just a candle.
No. It's like a tube. Okay. So it has like the little little suck in it, almost like a vape end.
I thought these were just legit candles. No. I freak out. I'm like, are you pouring wax into my ear?
No. No. It's like a little tip of a vape where there's like a tiny little hole and that just sets here.
Oh, well, then
here.
I would do it.
Yeah. And then it like, because the heat is burning from the top and the heat rises, it's like kind of like softly sucking things out of your ear. And then it's all that fucking goo. I felt like I could have done it like two more times.
But you can only do it like once in a while type of thing or what?
Yeah, you can do it. Like Maggie does it frequently. That's how I learned about them was from her because she gets
Well, I've seen it so often.
She gets what do you call it where you get like dizzy and lightheaded? Vertigo. And she said that that's what helps with that. So
the more you know. Do you guys do ear candling at home? Let us know. Call in 702-900-6446.
Oh, man.
Let us know. How that goes and what do you do?
I don't know.
How often do you do it?
Let's see if we have any voicemails to end the show.
How often do you do it, everybody? So now that being like you educating me on that, I would do it. I thought that ear candles were literally just those stick candles.
No.
That people were just like putting in their ear and then like it might drip like the hot wax.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it might not go all the way in but then pull out. I'm like,
no.
This sounds fun.
No, it's like where it's like a waxy like outside cone and then kind of like the cones that you fill with the
oh
bud.
yeah
it's kind of like that but made for that and yeah I'll show them to you later but
that's cool. Yeah. So do we have any voicemails?
We don't, unfortunately.
Well, you know,
you win some, you lose some.
It's all right.
See if I have anything else in my notes to wrap up.
I'm trying to think what I could share. So lately when I have like a little bit of time during the day and if it's really hot and sunny, I'll go in the pool, right? But the sun's been so nice.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get overheated because in Vegas, if you guys don't know, the sun kind of feels like, I don't know, like we're closer to the sun. So you could feel the skin burn, right? Unless you're, and this is us, like we put sunscreen on all the time. we're always like layering sunscreen on our bodies. Yeah. So I'd go outside, go in the pool for a little bit. I'm like, it's a nice day. I'm going to go in the pool. I instantly get hot, like after 5 minutes. I'm like, oh gosh, this is a lot. This is a lot of sun. So then I go inside, AC, and chill. But then I realize we have a freaking cold plunge.
Yeah.
If I get hot, what I really should do is go from the pool to the cold plunge, go back into the pool.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that, and it's been so nice.
I love that.
Like, even if it's just a splash in the cold plunge and out, it's like, okay, I'm cool again. Let's go.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, let's have a pool day.
I like that.
Let's do it.
Did you ever have like a female crush growing up?
Many. I think like, my walls in as a like a young adult into like being an adult were always like hot women.
Did that, you have like models. In particular like?
I think a lot of them, like the hot ones, like Adriana Lima, or like any of like the people from like any surfer magazine. Cause I'd be like, dude,
I love Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields.
I was thinking about that when I was on the Miami trip, cause I was like thinking, I don't know why, I just my brain goes off onto tangents, but I was thinking of like Stacey's mom from like the what is it, Fountains of Wayne, or whatever.
Did you see like Stacey's mom?
Did you see the music video?
No.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
This was like maybe my sexual awakening.
You know who's else? Who else was very, very hot? Mm. Jennifer Huge Tits. What was her name? Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Jennifer Huge Tits. Jennifer Huge Tits.
Jennifer
was
Love
her name.
Hewitt.
Yeah, Jennifer Huge Tits. That's what I said. All right, here you go. We can't play the music, unfortunately, but what you need to do is just check her out. That's not her.
Oh, here's Stacey's mom. Mm-hmm. Look at the kids. Yeah.
So I was like,
I like how the little boys look like young men.
Yeah. But dude, she's so hot. She's
it says I love Rick.
So hot. She's so hot.
Okay, this video. Although they're also like really showing off the kids.
But I don't think that they're
like, actually. Why?
I don't think they're actually kids.
No, they're like teenage. Okay, there's the mom.
And there's the mom. And the mom is so hot. And I had this realization. Yeah. And I had this realization when I was in Miami because fucking there was like I was just trying to I like to have stuff on in the background. And so I just like hooked the Netflix and stuff. But I was like, oh shit, like there's a new movie and it's just a shitty rom-com with Brooke Shields. Do I like shitty rom-coms? Absolutely not. Do I like Brooke Shields? Yes. So I watched the movie just because it had Brooke Shields in it and she's still so hot as like an older woman. And I'm just like, and I was telling Nikki, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna watch this Brooke Shields movie and masturbate away my mommy issues.
This one. Oh shit. Oops. We can't put the music.
Cut the music.
Cut the music. When she gets in the music video, I don't know, you can make it bigger. Blink-182, Josie.
Yep.
You've seen the video of this?
I haven't seen this video,
Did they show the girl yet?
Not
I forget her name, but she was an actress, too. So you'll see it, and then you'll probably recognize her. Come on now. Come on!
Yeah, but I was like, damn. Like, even, like, Meg... From Hercules.
Not Family Guy.
No.
Meg, who you actually did.
Yeah. I can't
Megara?
Say it.
Megara?
Yeah, Megara? Is it Megara? Megara? I don't remember how to say it, but Meg.
Nothing
Where'd
yet?
Where'd she go?
Here. I'll get you to her.
Okay. Well, anyway. So, but I was like, I can't remember having a lot of, like, dude crushes.
That's her.
Yep. It's coming.
Oh, no! It went to the wrong movie! Show her face! Okay, they didn't
anyway,
show her.
Anyway, whatever. We know that there's a lot of hot women, and that's my point. But I can remember one guy that I had a crush on who was the lead singer of All American Rejects. I thought he was, like, the hottest shit ever.
That
oh,
one!
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
I haven't... Oh, she was on Charmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she is so hot. Oof. Yeah.
There was a lot of them.
I know, but I can't think of the name. But yeah, very hot. All the charmed ladies were really, really charming. Pretty. Yeah, very charming.
Charming.
That was great. Anyway, it's time for us to go get ready for a shoot. We hope that you have all enjoyed this week. And I have so many more notes, but we are running out on time. So that means that there's always time for brand new content. And if you want to see content before everybody else and things that are very exclusive, then you want to go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and join the Dirtbag tier, because the Dirtbag tier not only gets things ad-free and a day early, like the Wholesome Pledge, but you also get access to all of our skits, our photo sets, our bonus episodes, and Zoom chats every month, and all of that kind of stuff.
Zoomies!
So we have our Zoom chat coming up soon. We have to settle in a date. Everything's just been hectic, so it will be coming soon, and we're very excited.
And now you're back from Miami, so now we can do all the things, and let's...
And Daddy has Daddy's sparkle back, so we are going to be bringing a bunch of new things, because I was saying how, like... I was feeling, and I'm fucking back. So thank you for everybody who joined the Only Friends stream, because that really helped. Thank you for Laura for always fucking building me up.
Thank you.
And never tearing me down. And for that, I appreciate and I love you.
Let's make a wish on a star, baby.
We're going to wish all the things the wish maker will provide. It always does. So we thank you for listening. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and X. At TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW, and
follow me at Wham Glam Artistry.
Thank you for coming, and we will see you Monday.
Come.